Now, go through Via Rizzoli and walk straight to Via Castiglione. A little bit further in front of you, where there was once the old custom house. Today you come across Palazzo della Mercanzia. Can you see it? It's the building with those big ogival arches designed at the end of 1300 by Antonio di Vincenzo, the same architect who conceived the Church of St. Petronius. On your left, the old wooden palaces already hint at a medieval Bologna, and only a little further, you can see the first of the minor towers that are the object of our trip, the Alberici. First of all, let me tell you that towers normally bear the name of the family which decided to build them, or of those who inhabited or bought them immediately after. These transfers of property have always been one of the main causes of confusion for historians. In fact, the revolutions in town planning, the many changes undergone by the names of the streets, and the different owners across centuries have made it very hard to identify the ancient towers, so that even the most accurate scholars are still debating on their real total number. As for the Alberici Tower, the family built it in the 12th century. Unfortunately, its 27 metres of height were long snuffed out by an unassuming building which hid it until 1928, when it could find its original breathing space again, thanks to the accurate restoration of adjacent houses. You can still see the very fascinating workshop with its wooden flap that was preserved during the restoration to the detriment of the original bays. Apparently, is the oldest tower in Bologna, dating back to 1273. To enlarge the inner space, the family decided to, so to speak, strip the flesh off the tower walls. Their original thickness leads us to presume that the tower may have originally been higher. It was probably cut off later to reduce its weight, and on that occasion its top was transformed into a roof terrace, as you can still see. And also, can you see those square-shaped holes on the facade? They are typical of medieval Bologna. Some were used to fix the construction site scaffoldings, while others supported the beams that created the labyrinth of balconies, stairs and attics, which joined together the different levels of the tower and also connected the tower with the nearby houses and towers belonging to family members or friends. In the scholars' opinion, the Alberici family owned also another tower, built in the 11th century by another family, the Artenisi. Turn around and leave the Alberici tower behind you. You can see it, can you? Are you sure you can't? Unfortunately, you're right. In fact, since 1918, you can only imagine it. 10 years before the careful restoration of the Alberici complex, after long and bitter controversies, the demolition party had its way. In the name of progress, within 2 years they decided to demolish not only the Artemisi Tower, but other two towers which were just opposite where you're now. To tell the truth, the Artemisi Tower had already come to the fore 7 centuries before due to another sad episode. It had always been considered odd, maybe because of some architectural peculiarities, and it collapsed in 1202, destroying the neighbouring buildings belonging to both the Alberici family, who had already bought the tower, and the Asinelli. This was one of the several episodes which heartened many families to decapitate their towers, that is, to reduce their height in order to minimise the risk of a crash, thus, however, inevitably also reducing and impoverishing the original towered skyline of Bologna. Where fires, lightnings, collapses, decapitations and bombs did not succeed, bulldozers did, unforgiving of the historical heritage they were destroying, though there were no clear reasons of public or individual safety, but mere town planning or economic choices. Conservators and artists, among whom first of all Gabriele D'Annunzio, tried to plead the saving of these three towers, but modernists and financial lobbies who were involved in the old town's renovation bore down on it, and won. This is why we lost the Guido Zagni Tower, the stump of the Artenisi Tower that was left after it collapsed, and the Riccadonna Tower. all of them at least achieved some fame for their disappearance from Bologna's panorama. But don't despair. Though a lot of towers did disappear, we still have a few to discover. So let's go on.